Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Okay. Until then, though, we're going to talk about the fact that Wendy snores.
Aww.
I don't really know if I do or not.
You do?
Well, no. Well that was because I was in studio. And I passed out on the couch because it was a long night before because I didn't get much sleep. I wasn't feeling well. Ended up having a huge sinus infection because went to the doctor after I left here. But I was on the couch and...
Had to be on antibiotics, Jeff. Why are you being so mean?
Jeff is so sweet and trusting and caring in this nest of comfort that we work in.
Our father figure on the show, Jeff Dollar.
Yeah, he decided to...
Father figure.
He decided to record it and play it on the air, which sounded really sexy. Got me a lot of dates. But no, a couple of weekends ago, we went out with a girlfriend of mine and came back over to her place and crashed out, spent the night. The next morning, wake up, she was like, girl, you were snoring bad. And I was like, what? No, because I, at this point, didn't realize that I snored. I thought
you don't know if you, nobody knows if they snore unless somebody else tells them.
I think I'm a peaceful sleeper. At night, I don't.
The weirdest thing about snoring, because I haven't slept downstairs in our master bedroom with Jessica since getting back from Bert's Big Adventure, because I know that when I am sick, especially when I'm plugged, I sound like a bear getting attacked. Like, I am not.
Oh, is anybody recording you snoring?
She has.
Oh, she has.
Yes.
We need to play that for, you know, to be fair.
And so I don't even subject her to that because she's not a super sound sleeper. So, but the thing is, when that happens, she wakes me up and I fight her because for me, everything was fine. Like, if there's that much noise in a room to wake someone up, I should be hearing it. But people who snore have no idea that they do.
Right.
Well, that night I was spending the night with my friend. We had been drinking, and I think when you drink, your nasal passages get clogged up anyway. So I think that drinking had something to do with it. So maybe I'll need to do an experiment during the week and like record myself because I don't think I'm a snorer.
Okay.
I think it's just on those occasions like when you're sick or you've had a long night out that I snore, but I don't. Oh, God, I hope I'm not a snorer because I got so annoyed with my dad growing up because that's all he did was snore, and I could not sleep to save my life because he was snoring.
Do you think there are women who are listening to this show who have not entered into a relationship with a man because they know they snore?
Yes, Jen Hobby actually said that she would never date a guy who snored.
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
The woman snores.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know what? Because I think you always associate snoring with men because it's usually louder with men. I don't know very many women because both my mother and father snore. My father was the all the neighbors could hear him snoring kind of guy. Mom was the very, was the little, you know, just little dainty snore. But still she still makes noise, you know.
Hurt.
Sorry. Are you okay? She collapsed her sinus.
If you're going to record yourself, in order to be fair, you have to do it when you're healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
agreed.
I do think it's important to do it after you've had a couple drinks because you want to try to recreate the scenario where you would end up at a guy's house, because that would be your big concern,
right? So what you're saying is a woman who's not entered a relationship because she's afraid that she snores, she doesn't want to turn the guy off.
She knows that she snores, so she puts off whatever she does.
So Wendy, you can never date again.
I know. I don't even want to go over to a guy's house and just maybe fall asleep, like nap style, and just fall asleep on the couch and end up snoring away. And he's just hanging out. He's like, oh, I'm not going to call this girl back.
I have to tell you, I do think it would be, I would like to encourage you and say it's no big deal, but I do think it would be a
deal breaker for you if a woman snored?
It'd be weird.
Really?
It is weird. If it comes to be known that I'm a snorer, I will buy snore strips. I will go get a surgery done.
You can't help it.
Can you get a nose job or like sinus cleaning out?
Well, they scrape like the for the snore thing.
Okay, scrape is not a word that we're going to use on the show.
That's a word that's used in the procedure. So I don't think that's. I mean, that's
well, I'll go have my sinus scraped if it comes to be known that I am a snorer.
Aww.
Yes, that is just it's not cute and it's not attractive.
Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's going on?
My wife is 39 weeks pregnant right now, and she snores so loud. I've actually, had to sleep in another room for a couple of nights. But
Wendy, are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Didn't Bert say that about Stacy when she's pregnant with both Hayden and Hollis?
I don't think it's fair, though. I don't think that's an equal...
Because it's temporary snoring.
And a pregnant woman can get away with anything.
Right. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
No, I just wanted to tell y'all, man, you know the butterfly thing for your nose that opens it up?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know how I ever slept without it. My wife snored so bad, put those on, she sleeps like a baby.
Really? Okay, so it does work.
Yes, 100%.
Now, from a guy's point of view, let's say your wife is not your wife. She's a girl that you've been dating for a few weeks. And you guys are out, and you decide that that's going to be the night that she spends the night for the first time at your place. And she steps into the restroom at some point. You know, y'all are getting romantic. And comes back out with one of those breathe strips on her nose.
Hot.
What is the bigger turnoff?
The snoring.
The sleep strip is more acceptable than the snoring.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, to wake up and look at that woman as she's going...
Her mouth open.
Yeah, mouth open, drool on it, you know. I want to sleep through that.
Now, isn't there a little bit of a double standard going on here? Because
totally.
Men's, because, I mean, Jen has said before that if a guy ended up being a snorer, that would be a deal breaker for her. Because men snoring, men sneezing, men being heavy breathers. I mean, no offense, because I think it's because men just, I mean, I'm just going on the, you know, men being kind of bigger body mass.
Bulkier.
But it just is louder, and it just always, like a woman sneezing and a man sneezing are like two completely different things.
Nothing weirds me out more than a man who's got those silent sneezes where you look at him and he's like, dude, what just happened? He's like, I just sneezed. And I'm like, no, you didn't.
That's dangerous if a guy does that, right?
Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the show. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How long have you been snoring?
I haven't. I work in a sleep center.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And I was commenting on Melissa's comment about it being a male, more men.
Right.
I've had women that snore 10 times worse than men.
I don't know. I didn't say that more men snore, because I do think plenty of women snore. I just think they're louder.
Oh, I have women that snore much louder than men.
Really?
Yeah, you would think they pulled the paint off the wall. Yes.
And I love how she says, I don't snore. I work at a sleep center. I don't snore.
Hey,
Are you
Mary.
Sure you don't snore?
Hey, Mary, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
When my sister was in college, she's never had a lack of dates, very attractive, constantly being asked out. She got intimate with a guy. And she said the next morning he told her, hey, do you know that you snore like a bull elephant?
Oh. Ooh.
And she was so offended that it drastically changed how she thought about herself, the idea of sleeping with someone. And she said it kind of scarred her for life, and she's always been paranoid about it. And eventually she got her adenoids taken out. But she says she always remembers being told she snored like a bull elephant and never felt sexy again.
What's an adenoid?
Something in your nose. The part
they scrape out.
Was she offended?
Adenoid taken out.
Was she offended at all that she had been intimate with a guy who obviously has been intimate with a bull elephant? Hey, Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hey guys. Hey.
What's up?
Well, you know, you asked a little bit ago if anybody had not gotten into relationships because they snore.
Right.
And I snore awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I purposely stay out of relationships with different people once I find out that they're light sleepers or that snoring actually bothers them.
How did you learn that you were a bad snorer?
Oh, my kids. We went on a trip and they told me that, Mom, you're ridiculous. You snore in octaves. They said, it is so sad. We cannot even sleep in the same room with you.
Aww. Well, can't help it. I just feel bad that everybody... You can't help it if you snore.
Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi. I love your show.
Thanks.
I work at a sleep center also, and I just want to tell you that snoring doesn't always come through your nose. It comes through your throat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of which way it comes through, and it could actually be more something like apnea.
Mm-hmm.
And the breathe right strips don't always work. So, and weight does play a part of it. So it's
Q100, here's Wendy. Q100, here's Wendy. First show.
Our producer Natalie's running the board now, and she didn't like what that woman just
said. Yes, no. It always comes through
She's
your
like,
nose.
You know what? But I see what you're saying, that if you are snoring through your throat, that the Breathe Right strips won't work. I got it. She's so offended.
She's gone.
She's like, that was just rude. I used to listen to your show.
Hey, Trisha, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Hi. I have been dating a guy for 2 years, and several months after we started dating, we tried to have a nice romantic weekend, and I ended up not sleeping for 48 hours because of his snoring.
Oh, my God.
So in the last 18 months, we've never slept together again.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it's been hard, but, I mean, he just goes home, you know?
It's to the point that you're together, but then when it's time to sleep, you just sleep separately.
Aww. That's correct.
Well, we did learn that it is more attractive to put the strip on, the little Breathe Right thing from one guy.
I'm not putting a strip on my nose.
Well, it's not just that he snores, but he quits breathing. So it's a matter of, I mean, he has a bad sleep apnea, so I'm up all night making him breathe again.
Resuscitating him.
Details.
So, I like how she said, the solution is let him sleep by himself, and if he doesn't wake up, he doesn't wake up.
Hey, listen, it's not my fault. I was in the other room. Maybe they make those strips a little in pink or something cute.
Or clear, like nude color, so they match your skin color.
That's how you're going to get rich, Wendy. Invent that.
Foundation-looking nose strips.
Sexy Breathe Right strips. That's Wendy's claim to fame.
This is The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.